This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the last 3 days, Lee, nonstop, the departure of Elon Musk from Doge has been in the top three news stories. And you have access to our app that we pay a lot of money for here to figure out what are the top 10 news stories.
Had a good meeting with him yesterday, by the way.
Oh, did you? Yes. Fantastic. Yes, great. Okay. So I'm glued to that all the time. I just want to know what people care about. And you know, people's attention is very transitory.
Yes. What did you say?
Yes, very transitory. So nothing ever sticks long. So when something sticks for three full days in the top three, it's striking a chord. This is striking a chord. Everybody wants to know about it. Elon Musk is leaving, and the media is spitting this. It's, oh, Musk and Trump are breaking up. No. No. Oh, no. No, it's just getting good. What has actually happened, if you spend a lot of time on X like I do, there is just two things going on. There is absolute outrage by Trump supporters and conservatives on X because of the way that Doge was treated by the authors of the Big Beautiful Bill. Everyone assumes that means Trump. Okay, so that's thing number one. Musk and Trump are having a press conference together today to clean that up. Here's how Trump sees it, okay? He's asked about Musk saying he's disappointed in the Big Beautiful Bill, that Congress already spent all the savings that Doge came up with. And so Trump is asked about this. Listen to what Trump's telegraphing here, okay? Look, I got to get my agenda through Congress. They are holding it hostage. Every one of them wants massive spending in return for their vote. This is Congress doing this.
Mr. President, Elon Musk in a television interview criticized the one beautiful, big, beautiful bill, saying he was disappointed it didn't cut enough, essentially, that undercut the Doge efforts. What's your reaction to that?
Well, the reaction's a lot of things. Number one, we have to get a lot of votes. We can't be cutting. You know, we need to get a lot of support, and we have a lot of support. We had to get it through the House. The House was, we have no Democrats. You know, if it's up to the Democrats, they'll take the 65% increase. You know, if that doesn't get approved, this country is going to have a 65% increase in taxes and lots of other problems, big problems, almost bigger than that. But we'll have a 65% increase as opposed to the largest tax cut in the history of our country. We will be negotiating that bill, and I'm not happy about certain aspects of it, but I'm thrilled by other aspects of it. That's the way they go. It's very big. It's the big, beautiful bill. But the beautiful is because of all of the things we have. The biggest thing being, I would say,
what he's saying here is this. He can't trash these Republicans. He needs their votes. Every one of them extracted maximum financial pain out of your children and grandchildren in exchange for just continuing these tax cuts. That's what he's saying. Elon Musk and Trump are obviously not breaking up. They're having a press conference together today, okay? So that's thing number one, okay? Here's the thing. The thing number two, and you know I'm not the biggest optimist, okay? I am a glass half full person. I am not a glass, I'm a glass half empty person. I'm not a glass half full person, okay? Keep your eye on what just happened with Doge. And this is an underreported story. I made it the biggest one yesterday in my Battleground America podcast because it's the most important thing, okay? Doge and the Treasury Secretary and Trump just won a major lawsuit. The Democrats lost. They lost their final lawsuit to bar Doge, the team, from seeing every single last blasted Treasury payment. They lost. They can access the whole system now. You know, they just got the ability to do that literally 48 hours ago, Lee, as the Democrats fought. Think about this for a minute, okay? Scott Bessent is the Treasury Secretary. Mm-hmm. He is responsible for all of those transactions, $2 trillion worth of transactions. but many of them are fraudulent. He told us that 3 weeks ago in a congressional hearing under oath. He said about a third of them are illegitimate, i.e. fraudulent, or there's problems with them. They shouldn't be going out the door. To stop it, he's got to see them. What does it say to you that Democrats were suing to keep Doge and the Treasury Secretary from seeing the transactions?
Well, that means that they've got something to hide.
Yes, they do.
Period. I mean, there's no other conclusion you can come to.
So Doge, only 48 hours ago, finally got the ability to see the transactions.
Months after they have been working.
So they're just getting started. Doge isn't winding down. They're just ponying up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is good, folks. This is what you're get. What's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. We're going to uncover the greatest theft in human history, both per capita and in dollars. That's coming. Yep. Democrats know it. They know it. All that's happened, look, I'm telling you, Elon Musk, I don't know if he's going to be day-to-day running Doge or not. I know he's still going to be involved. He said that. He's just going behind the scenes because Tesla can't take another 71% hit to its value. And he's already lost 25% of his net worth. He was way too overexposed, okay? They're still running this thing. It's just getting started. Now, look what we're finding with what they've been able to access. And you can see the size of this. You better believe Doge did this. The U.S. Attorney's Office for Southern District of New York announced yesterday that a longtime USDA employee, Democrat, and five others were busted. One of the largest food stamp frauds in U.S. history. Wow.
A USDA official?
Yes, she was on the inside. Listen to how out of control. You had to have somebody on the inside to do this, right? A $66 million plus fraud and bribery scheme. She was working in the part of the USDA that combats fraud.
Oh, gosh.
That sink in. Yeah. She was working with six other people. Oddly, every one of them with a very strange foreign name. We'll see what's up with that.
Let me guess, they're Nigerian princes.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Okay. She started a network in 2019 that handed over 160 illegal EBT terminals, allegedly to stores across the New York area, to steal more than $30 million in EBT transactions. So, in other words, they're walking out the door with the terminals to give you, they spit the money out. Here's the money for the food. Here's stamps for food. Here's the money for the food. You could go ahead, turn around and sell that. They're walking out the door with the terminals. Think about that.
So
with
the
terminals.
So the Democrats that are complaining about government cuts are taking money that was supposed to go to help people.
Poor people, yes.
Yes. The poor, the disadvantaged, the minorities, the food desert people, all that. Yeah.
Davis's actions allowed that they found so far, and they're clear, they're still finding more, over $36 million in fraudulent SNAP, like the food benefits, SNAP redemptions at unauthorized stores. This is a massive theft operation. Now, here's a question. Somebody is going in. These terminals were basically stolen. They were put in stores that were not authorized to have them. Somebody's going in and pull this out. Who did it? Who is doing that? You know what that would take? We got the one end. We got the USDA end. These are massive fraud rings going into these stores and stealing these millions of dollars. That's whose name we don't know. We're going to get it.
And this is just...
They just announced this.
All right, but this is just in one location.
Just one, yes.
What's the chance, Tara, that this is happening all over the country?
It is. It's going on all over the country. That's why the Democrats were suing. There are no Republicans suing. That's why the Democrats were suing to stop Scott Bessent from accessing these transactions. Okay, to give you a taste for what's to come, I want you to hear this, okay? This is going to be massive. This is the beginning of it. And Bessent just casually mentions this under oath 3 weeks ago, okay? The payments they're able to see, they weren't able to see all of them. Listen to what they found. Here we go.
What I can say at Treasury that of the 1.5 billion payments we send out every year, they're required to have something called a TASS, a Treasury Account Symbol. We discovered that more than one-third of those payments did not have a TASS number. So as the Appropriations Committee, you should be shocked by that, because how can a payment be tracked back to an appropriation? Only through the TASS number. So there was no accountability. So that is why the 450 organizations that sit above Treasury, where Treasury acts as the paymaster, are unable to pass an audit. So we have cracked down on that. Every payment now requires a TASS number. Very simple.
That's for the databases they're able to get in. As of 48 hours ago, they can hit them all. Nobody can stop them. It got to the point, Lee, where every time a new member of DOGE was added, they sued again to keep them out of the system. And the judge in the case said she's sick and tired of acting as the HR director for Treasury every time a new DOGE member is brought on board. You know what that means? They're still bringing DOGE on board. This fight not only is not over, it has barely begun. And by the way, you have to create a system like that with no controls, the one Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, just described there, in order to allow this USDA SNAP benefit fraud of $66 million, where the insiders are working to literally take the terminals that spit out the money out of the building. You have to have no controls. We are just scratching the surface. It has only begun, folks. It is not over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.